It's Wednesday, May the 8th, 2024, and we're here at the Norway Museum and Historical Society building with Janice Guildford for her oral history interview today. So thank you, Janice, for being willing to do this. And if you would, tell me your full name.
Janice Decato Guildford.
And where and when were you born? You don't have to be too precise with the when.
August 1st, 1938.
Okay. And you were born in South Paris?
Yes.
Okay. And always lived in South Paris?
Yes.
Okay.
Until I got married.
Okay. And then you moved to where?
Fair Street in Norway.
Okay.
Across the street.
And of course, we're talking to you today because you had spent some time as an operator at the Norway telephone office.
Yes.
Which is a long gone career, I guess. I guess it is.
Definitely.
Yeah. So when did you start working at the Norway telephone office? Approximately. You don't have to be really precise.
Was it 1958?
Okay, 1958?
I believe so.
How did you get the job? Why did you go there to get a job?
I was looking for a summer job, and I applied and got it for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the fall came and we was going to go back to college, I decided that with the money that I was receiving, that I was going to stay with the telephone company.
Okay. And you worked for the telephone company for how long? Approximately.
I think it was 1976.
Okay. And was that when they closed the Norway telephone office on Fair Street?
Yes.
Okay.
But there again, I'm kind of thinking, what's 25 years from 1958?
Would be 1973, would be 25 years, I think.
No, yeah. it wasn't then.
Okay.
It must have been.
Okay, yeah. Then that's fine. When you worked for the telephone company, were you always at the Fair Street office?
Yes.
Okay.
And when they closed, I had the opportunity to go to Lewiston, Portland, or Dover, New Hampshire.
Okay. And did you?
No.
Okay.
We had girls that were in the sixth grade and eighth grade.
Yeah.
And we thought that wasn't the right move at that time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, tell me how you do the job of telephone operator. What did you do?
Well, the board had lights on it. And when a light would come on, then you'd take your card and you'd plug into it and they would tell you where they wanted to call. If it was Portland, and then they'd give you the 773 number and blah, blah, blah. I used to know where most of the numbers were. Now I don't.
So
I still know a lot of the area codes.
Okay. So, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself here, but to the layman, a telephone switchboard looks impossibly complicated. How did you keep all those cords and holes straight?
It was like a desk, and you had two cards that were in front of each other. And the one in the front, you would pick up and put in the first light that came on. And then the second one, you would pull out, and you'd plug it in higher, and that's when you'd dial up the number.
Okay, for where that, the person who's calling in, where they want to go.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The second cord hence sends them in that direction.
That's right.
Okay, where they want to go. So, did you have any other duties besides tending to the switchboard?
I had worked there a few years when they showed me how to do information.
Okay.
And that was one of the reasons that I didn't go to Lewiston when the office closed, because of the French names.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to pronounce.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know how to spell them. So that if I had known those, I would have definitely gone to Lewiston.
Okay.
But
okay, because that's interesting, because my next question was, if someone calls information, you know, who answered that call? You know, did any of you sitting at the switchboard, or was
you took that back call instead of going to for a long distance, you'd plug it in. Well, it was across the but you had a place to on the board to plug it in.
Okay, and so the person who answered the information question, somebody looking for someone's telephone number, that wasn't you. That was
not until after they taught me how to do it.
Okay, all right. Okay, but there was someone in at the switchboard with you, or in the building.
Oh yeah, there was. Oh yeah.
I mean, who did information?
Unless I worked all night.
Okay.
Then I was there by myself.
Okay, that's another question we're coming to. You anticipated all of my questions. So there was a designated person to handle information calls.
Most of the time. Once in a while, the very first chair had the one of the books that was on a kind of a roller that you could look it up.
Okay.
But when it was a busy day or something, then you sat over on the other side.
Yes, okay. But there was someone in your office who did that.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yep. It didn't get the call rooted somewhere.
No.
Okay.
No.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So everybody who sat in your room sat at the switchboard. They're all doing the same thing you're doing.
Right.
With the exception of the person who's handling information.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Did you have a supervisor?
We had a chief operator.
Okay. And what did they do? I presume it was a she.
It was.
Yeah.
I guess she paid attention to what we were doing.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right.
And whenever there was any major changes, sometimes we would go out in the back room and and go through whatever it was.
Okay. A major change means you have new equipment, or you're going to handle something differently?
Yeah,
usually. Yes, okay. Yeah. All right. During the 1960s and into the 1970s, did you have a lot of major changes in how you did your job?
Yeah, I had to learn how to work all night.
Okay.
I did not like that.
Yeah, okay. And well, let's get to that, because one of my questions is, if you ever worked overnight, how busy was the Norway office?
It depended.
Okay.
I don't know that I really can remember.
Okay.
Because I didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
And my husband worked nights also, so we had to take our daughters to, we had to have a babysitter that wasn't a relative, and we only had one car, so he would come and he'd either go get the children first at 7 o'clock, or he'd come over and get me first, and then we'd go get the children.
So you didn't like working overnight? Just because of the total disruption to your family.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But you're all by yourself, too.
Yeah, okay. That would be probably a little odd.
Very odd.
Yeah. And so how busy you were on a given overnight shift, it could vary widely. Because, I mean, I'm thinking back then, Norway was a pretty sleepy town.
Mm-hmm.
Not much happened overnight, but maybe that's not true.
Well, there again, it depended on the weather, the calendar year, if it was a holiday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange.
Okay.
It was
just not your thing.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think if it was a constant thing, it would go faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
But some nights you'd sit there and you'd have to kind of hold your head
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And if the light blinked, meaning a call was coming in, did it make a noise too?
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. So you'd still know it even if you didn't have your eyes open.
Right.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
But not that loud. So.
Right, yeah. Okay. What area did the Norway office cover? Just the 743 exchange?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody was calling from Harrison, 583.
Yeah.
They
would come in to us.
Okay, they would. Okay. So how familiar did you have to be of the general area? Because if somebody from Harrison calls and said, there's a fire at Mary Smith's, what do you do?
I think first we probably asked what location they were.
Yeah.
And then we'd plug it right into...
Okay.
Yeah.
So where would you send that call? If somebody from Harrison calls and said, the house is on fire, where do you send that call?
I think we had flip-flops that... That I don't really remember.
Okay, yeah, okay. Just curious about, you know, if Harrison calls the operator for help.
Yeah, I guess we maybe had,
depends on what they want.
I think that was in that flip-flop. And, of course, Bryant's Pond had a little house. And they anything that was long distance, they had to go through Norway.
Okay. So the Bryant Pond operator in Eldon Hathaway's living room would come through to Norway.
Right.
And you would then give them the long distance.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hmm. A lot of former operators say they loved the job. Did you?
Yes, other than working all night.
Okay, gotcha. Except for working the night shift, what would make a bad day for you?
If I was told to keep my mouth shut.
No.
Well, when you're sitting right elbow to elbow and there's no lights, then you start talking to somebody.
Sure.
But
that was frowned upon, even if you weren't busy?
Yeah, I don't know that they actually pinpointed me because it was usually on both sides. I probably was the one that started it.
Okay. Good for you. I'm proud of that. That's good. So you generally really enjoyed the job.
Yes, I did.
Why?
I think it was the socializing also. But back then, even though we were behind closed doors, nobody could get in. There was, when you come in the front door, there was an alarm system type thing that you had to call and upstairs, whoever was working on that position would just have to push the button.
Okay, let you in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But
you're anticipating all my questions. This is great. So you enjoyed the job just because of you're stuck in this room.
Yeah.
So we're.
But another thing, we couldn't wear slacks. That was way before you had to be dressed.
Even though you're in a closed room.
Right.
And nobody can see you except the other women.
Right.
Yes, okay.
I think maybe the very last of us working, maybe a year or so, we could wear dress slacks.
Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly dresses and skirts.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder. But there again, I mean, when you went to church, you dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't now.
Mm-hmm. No.
So.
No. Times have changed, for sure.
Yeah, sure have.
So, where did you learn, how did you learn, I'm coming back to the complicated switchboard. How'd you learn where all the wires go?
Oh, you had a lesson.
Okay. So you were trained.
Yeah, they had a special place down at the end.
Okay.
So
was it real, once you learned it, was it really fairly logical?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It really,
so
yeah.
Just for me, looking at all these wires and all these holes and all these lights.
It was kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you had a different, excuse me, I shouldn't call it a hole. You had a different plug-in for if you wanted to call Portland. For example, that's one place up here. And then there's another plug-in for...
Well, that would be the Portland section or Maine or anything. It was that you could plug in and call California.
Uh-huh.
It was all the ones down below were the local ones.
Okay. Local being other towns or...
Yeah. Okay. Coming into us.
Okay.
That we were in charge of.
Okay. So, I grew up in town in Norway. And so if I dialed 0 on my parents' telephone, it would ring.
Yeah, your light would come on.
Okay. And so my light would come on. Is that a light that is singular to that address? Or is that just an incoming call to you?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And so you would answer,
right?
Find out what I wanted.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And sometimes we'd have to ask some information. I can't.
Sure. Right. Okay. That's fine. Okay. And so depending on what, if I wanted to call Bryant Pond, you would then
Right.
Put me through to the Bryant Pond.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Mm. All right. Did you ever have to worry about keeping up with your duties? Did it ever get so busy?
Yes, occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah, and that, of course, when you finally said operator, they would say, what took you so long?
Okay.
But, of course, then you'd have to...
There have been jerks forever, yes. I guess. Okay.
Then you'd have to explain, which if they had kept their mouth closed, we probably could have had the call all done before they actually...
Started carrying on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I have read somewhere in a history of the telephone in Norway where somebody talked about we prided ourselves in always answering by the second ring or something. I'm making that up, but it was something, you know, that they tried very hard to always...
And usually the chief operator, when they did the schedule, I think they basically knew what times...
Yep.
Were going to be the busiest,
yes.
And that's when there was more people.
Okay.
We had different shifts.
Mm-hmm.
You had either a 7 to 3 or 7 to 4. I can't really remember. 5 to 11 at night.
Okay.
There was several, and a lot of them were 10 to 1, and then so many hours in the evening. So if you had something going on or something you wanted to go to, you could usually swap with someone so that you
So you could go to the to your kid's concert or whatever.
Or you just kind of played it as you didn't have anything, but you wanted not. You didn't want to work.
Exactly. Well, I spent my career doing that. I understand. So you generally, between the crew during the day or even evening, not overnight, how many other operators were there with you? Or could it just be very...
I don't think there was... During the day, there was more than they were usually at nighttime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can't recall
How many stations were there?
Oh, my gosh. There was a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Never used the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we would probably use... Probably not quite halfway down. But
wow. Wow, I had no idea that it was
the time
days. So when direct dial was implemented, I don't know when it was implemented here in Norway.
I don't either.
I think it was before you started. If you started in 1957 or 1958, Norway and South Paris no longer had to call the operator. To call another number in Norway or South Paris, we could direct dial. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
So even though we could call ourselves direct dial, there was still the need for that many operators in Norway.
Yeah.
Because I still needed the operator to call, make a long distance call. I still needed an operator for information, and there was that much business that there were that many of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we were fairly busy right up until we closed. Okay. I was surprised, but I think it's like a lot of things. They finally have to
work
together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So. I mean,
I think that's when it went from New England Tel to AT&T.
Ah, yes, okay.
I'm not positive.
Yeah, we're not even going to get into the history of the different Ma Bells. Okay, so back before we had to worry about security, and you have sort of addressed this already, did anybody just wander in off the street and want to have a tour of the telephone company?
No, they couldn't even know.
Okay, couldn't. Okay, all right. Okay, so that was always under lock and key.
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. All right, you know. Did you ever have an arranged tour because the Girl Scouts wanted to see the telephone?
No.
Okay, no. Nobody ever got in.
Not that I ever was aware of.
Okay, all right. you hear about people calling the operator to ask what time it was or to ask for a recipe or to ask for news. Did people really do that?
There were people sometimes that would ask about where a certain business was.
Okay.
But we weren't allowed to
answer
their question.
Okay, you couldn't tell them that it was the corner of Main and Cottage Street, for example.
No.
Okay. Huh. Okay, well, I'm curious why you couldn't give that information.
I don't know.
Okay, all right, there's policy.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And so nobody ever called you just to chat with the operator?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And my brother knew where I was all the time and my hours that I was working.
Okay,
and
but he wouldn't necessarily get you, would he?
Oh, yeah, he'd ask for me.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Oh. Okay, even if you didn't answer that call.
That's right.
I gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Sometimes whoever picked it up would say, she's busy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, okay.
But.
People call and ask for the time, you know, what time is it?
Especially if the power had been off.
Okay, all right.
People would ask.
Okay, what happened to you when the power went off?
I don't remember. I think maybe downstairs they had some form of...
It must have had a generator or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the strangest call you ever received?
Wow. I had somebody ask me one night if I wanted to go out for dinner.
Okay. To which you said?
I'm sorry, I have to work. I can't think of anything.
Okay.
We got some nasty calls.
Oh, I'm sure.
Occasionally.
Because people are jerks.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
But you couldn't release them or delete them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, now they don't even have it.
Right.
You would just wait for them to... And sometimes, if there was more than one light on that you had to take,
mm-hmm.
you would just flip it. And
okay, and take the next
yeah.
one. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it's appropriate for me to tell this story during your oral history, but it does relate to the telephone office. I used to babysit for a woman who worked in the telephone office in the evening. And she told me a story once about some guy wanted to go on a date. And she told him that what time she got off work, and so he was going to be outside the telephone office waiting for her, but he was in Bridgeton. He didn't know she was in Norway. So he was out waiting outside some little telephone switching station in Bridgeton, apparently, waiting for her. So I thought, operators are smart. Any other really strange calls that you can think of?
I can't write off, but
okay.
I'll be able to 2 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, then that's when you call me back and you tell me. The funniest call, not necessarily the strangest, but what's the funniest call that you can remember?
I think there probably was so many.
Okay.
But I can't think of
yes,
any.
Yes, okay, that's fine.
Hmm.
I just did. Yes. Did you ever talk to somebody famous?
Not that I was aware of.
Okay, because that would be my next question was, did you know it at the time?
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right, okay. I mean, because there are some famous people around here.
I'm sure there was, but
you didn't have anybody saying, don't you know who I am?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. To their credit. So, you've said that you enjoyed the job, except for working overnight. So it was a good job?
Yes, okay. Very much so.
Did you ever wish that you had done something else? Or did that job suit you?
It suited me fine.
Okay, all right. And so you finished your career as a telephone operator because they were closing the Norway office.
Yes.
Okay, and they closed the Norway office because... they didn't need it anymore because of technology, or do you recall,
I don't know that we were actually told.
Okay.
Other than it had changed from New England Tell and Tell to AT&T, and maybe it was in the process of being changed to someone else. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. So, excuse me.
Because there was one in Lewiston. Mm-hmm. So maybe they combined the two at the time. I'm not really sure.
And, of course, I guess I don't know, but I presume that nowadays there is no such thing as a telephone office.
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, it's a big computer somewhere.
Portland closed. I can't remember. I knew it at the time, but I can't
sure.
remember
and
how
that's
many
fine.
Years.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. At Norway has had several telephone offices. Where you worked at Fair Street was the final one.
Right.
You know,
the other one was down here on Main Street.
Yeah, it was above what is now Key Bank.
There
was upstairs. It was Norway National Bank at the time.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And before that, I believe that there was a telephone office upstairs of Longley's store. I think I have that right.
I think you do, too. I had forgotten that, but now
I mean, back in the very early, early days.
Yeah.
And it's important to hear your story because, you know, it'll be gone. And so thank you for doing this. I'm serious. If you think of something else that you want to add to this, we will see that happens.
Okay, thank
you. Because I understand you'll think of it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
A great story. And do you have any questions for us?
Not right now, I don't.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you.
But I appreciate you asking me.
Well, certainly. And thank you for submitting to this. This is a big deal, Janice.
Oh,
really
thank
you. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.